Good morning. Welcome to Asbury. How are y'all today? Does my voice carry okay? Good. I just wanted to take a moment and once again, thank you all for the wonderful reception this morning. Everyone's made us feel so welcome, and I know I can speak for Pastor Didi as well when I say that, and I just want to reiterate that it's an absolute blessing to be here and to be part of the Asbury community. We can't wait to be in ministry with you. We're honored to be here and worship with you this morning, and I think the future of Asbury is very bright. Well, I don't have any announcements this morning. There are announcements. They're in your bulletin. You're welcome to look at them and check them out. I do ask that you fill out your little attendance pad there just so we know who was here. And other than that, take a moment and extend a hand of grace and pass the peace to your neighbor. Tell them good morning.
Worship with us today.
I am not skilled to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word.
Christ died to save me.
Christ died to save me. I find a need of Him to be my Savior. That He would leave His place on high and come for sinful man to die. You counted strange, so once did I. Before I
worship, and this next one is one of my personal favorites. It's about about worshiping God not only in the good times, but in the bad times. And thanking Him for all the blessings that you have, no matter what's going on. It's called Yes, I Will. Children to come forward for children's moments with Miss Diane.
Is our new pastor today, and along with Pastor Didi, Brother Nick and Pastor Didi are going to be our new pastors at the church. So Brother Nick just wanted a second to come say hi to all of us and to tell us a little bit more about himself.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all? I just wanted to come up here because it was so important to me to tell you guys just how happy I am to be here at your church. And I can't wait to spend time with all of you and to get to know all of you. I've got three kids myself. I've got a son, Tristan. Who has five kids? I have three kids. I have Tristan, who's 10 years old, and Liam, who's 8 years old, and then I've got my little daughter, Hadley, who is five. You know what's amazing about, yay! Well, you guys will be great friends. And as I tell everybody, my little daughter, Hadley, has never done anything wrong.
What is name?
What's that?
What is name?
That's, what's my name? Yeah. My name is Nick. So I wanted to tell you all good morning. I wanted to tell you that I can't wait to get to know you and that Jesus loves you. That's the most important thing. Always remember that every day, okay?
Yep. Do y'all want to say a prayer with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God, thank you so much for our new friends, Pastor Didi and Brother Nick. And thank you for all the gifts that they will bring to Asbury. God, bless them in their ministries as we come alongside them. In your name I pray, amen.
Confess, amen. Sing this out. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? We know the answer. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battle. Every evil bow before him. Our God is the Lamb. The
You know, if you were here during the reception, Dee Dee made a comment that after 2 days, it's clearly we figured out everything that goes on at Asbury, right? We are still definitely learning our way, but one thing is really apparent to me just so far this morning, and that is that God is doing a mighty and powerful act through the music ministries here at Asbury. The choir at 8:30 this morning was amazing. The energy of this praise band behind me, the power of the Holy Spirit is in them. And if that is what we have to look forward to every Sunday morning, it's going to be a blessing to be here at Asbury. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunities you have laid before us that you give us to worship together openly and freely. God, this morning we pray for renewal, for beginnings anew and new transformation. We ask that through your grace and glory you move us as you see fit, so that we may glorify your kingdom in all we do. Lead us to be examples of Christ to each other and to those who do not know you. God, this morning we pray for peace. We pray for peace in our hearts and in our minds as we seek a break from the busyness of our lives, the distractions that the world lays before us every day. God, we ask that you ease our burden and allow our hearts to be transformed by your loving grace and our minds to be restful in your guidance. God, this morning we pray for Agape Church right down the road. We ask that you continue to work a mighty act in them so that they may continue to do your work in the world. And God, we pray for us right here at Asbury United Methodist Church, that you provide a hedge of protection around us as we move in mission for you in the world. God, keep our hearts filled with your Spirit and our minds focused on your majesty. Lead us to be the hands and feet of Christ to serve selflessly for your glory, for all you have done, are doing now, and will do for your kingdom. And above all, God, we give thanks for the gift of prayer, to have a direct line to you, God, that allows us to bring our burdens and our fears and lay them at your feet. We give thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us how to pray the Lord's Prayer, which we will pray together now by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If I could have the ushers come forth, we'll pray over the offering. God of the generations before us and the generations yet to come, you call us to serve daily in a mighty way. We ask that through these gifts you forgive us for the times that we have just sat idly by while others have sacrificed more. We say that the older generations have more resources. We say that the younger generation has more energy. But we know, God, that you have placed in all of us the mantle on our shoulders that is just the right amount. So as we present to you these gifts and faithfulness, we ask that you keep us centered and focused wholly on you. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen.
Before we do the offertory, this week was kind of crazy. For me, a lot of people up here on the stage even. We had a lot going on in our lives, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, right? I mean, especially in the summertime, people are busy. You got things to do. You have people to see. You have a lot on your checklist, and it can get overwhelming, and it's like nothing ever really goes as planned, right? My power was out for 4 days. It's hard to do laundry when that's the case. My toilet broke. And it's really easy to feel sorry for yourself, right, when those times. Like, oh, why, you know, this is a, it's not convenient for me. But lately, in my summer job, I work for Legal Aid of Arkansas. I've been fortunate enough to see a lot of what's going on in our state, as far as low-income people that maybe don't have a fair shake in our legal system. And some of these people I talk to in Ashley County and in Chico County, they're they're Christians, they're very faithful, and they don't have a lot. And that's really kind of touched my heart over the last few weeks, was seeing that these people that sometimes struggle to put food on the table and have checking accounts that are overdrawn into the thousands are still faithful, still thankful, and still thank God for everything he's done for them. This next song's called The Great I Am, and I picked it because God is great. When things are great, it's easy to worship when things are good. Things can also be hard, but it's really important to thank him even in those times.
I want to be close, close to your side, so heaven is real and death is a lie. I want to hear voices of angels above, singing as one, they sing hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee. God Almighty, the great I am. I want to be near, near to your heart, loving the world and hating the dark. I want to see dry bones living again, singing as one, singing hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy. Mountains shake before you, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty, there is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am, the great I am.
With us today, we sing hallelujah, holy, holy, like this.
Hallelujah, holy, holy God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee. God Almighty, the great I am. Sing that out. Oh, hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am. Give him praise this morning.
Go to the mountain shake before you. Go like this.
The mountains shake before you, the demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King,
there is no power in hell.
There is no power in hell or any who can.
with me this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, this church starts a new chapter today. A new beginning with new leadership, fresh vision, fresh voices. God, we look to you during this time. We look to you to guide this church through these new waters. God, you've blessed this church so much. You were present here every day. We know you're here now. We just ask as Pastor Didi and Brother Nick continue to get more familiar with this church, continue to get to know us and our congregation, that you be with us, and that everything that they do and everything that we do for them is to further your kingdom. God, as Pastor Didi comes to this room today to deliver her first message to her new church, let us not just accept her as a new senior pastor. Let us accept her into our Asbury family. Open our minds and our hearts to this new chapter. Change can be scary. Bless Pastor Didi and Brother Nick. They continue their ministry here. And we pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. So y'all want to hear a little secret? It was really important for Pastor Didi to get to know the congregation. Because we don't know her yet. She doesn't know us. And to build that relationship is important. So in our meetings, it was important for her to preach at every service. There's a service going on right now that's across the building. and so they told me, they said, Caleb, you're going to have to stretch it out somehow in there. We're going to get this timing down. It's going to be more seamless. But we do think it's important that she be able to preach these first few weeks in front of everybody. So we're gonna sing another song. We're gonna sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of fearing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that that
power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Oh, why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
I made a promise when I emailed the church staff on Friday. I've decided to send out a Friday devotional to the church staff, and I said, you know, we're along the way here, we're going to break some eggs, but in the end, what we're going to end up with is an omelet, because God always ends up with an omelet. It is so important to Dee Dee that she delivers the message to everybody this morning, and so our timing has been just a little bit off, and that's our broken egg. But I promise you she's down there finishing up. So what I would like to do is I would like to go ahead and help her out and read the scripture to you, which this morning is Ephesians 2, 11 to 22. Is that going to be up on the screen? Here we go. It says, therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Okay, there we are. The best laid plans. Thank you for your patience. We'll get this right next time so that I'm in here on time and you're not wasting time or filling time or trying to figure out, when will the preacher get here? So, it is good to be with you. And I'd like to offer a word of prayer as we center in. Loving God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to gather, for the worship that we've already had, for the songs that we've sung, the prayers that we've prayed, and for the power and presence of your Holy Spirit. Now we simply ask that you would open our hearts and minds by that power, that as the word is proclaimed, that we would have insights and be empowered to do what we hear you say to us today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. I have been practicing that for months, really, imagining myself standing in front of all of you, looking out to see a congregation, my congregation, and knowing each face, each story, each and every precious one of you. And so it feels really, really good to greet you today with a simple good morning that is packed with all the hopes and dreams and joy of finally being here. It has been a long time since February. I don't know about you, but I also come to this day as glad as I am with some mixed emotions as well, and it didn't help that the timing didn't work. I've been anxious about this. Have you been anxious? It's okay. It's okay if you have been. As joyful as I am, I've struggled some. The truth is we don't know each other yet, right? I've spent the last few days learning all the things that I needed to know or that people could remember at that time to tell me about the way things are at Asbury, and I've messed them up several times already. I forgot the passing of the peace at the 10:45 sanctuary service and got in here late and who knows what else. Somebody will kindly tell me, I'm sure, tomorrow what I did that wasn't quite right. And I know that you all have hopes and expectations for Brother Nick and me that we don't know yet, and that from time to time we may not fulfill. So I'm a little nervous. And yet, friends, I cannot stop grinning like a fool. And I'm looking out at your faces and seeing some of you smiling back. And that's a good beginning. Because it's a strange thing that we do as United Methodists, moving pastors from place to place. It is biblical. After all, God has always sent messengers into the mission field. But let's face it, in this day and age, it's odd. It's almost like this morning we're living out an episode of that terrible reality TV show called Married at First Sight. Anybody seen that show? You're not going to admit it if you did. The premise of the show is that six adults commit to a psychologist, a sexologist, whatever that is, a sociologist, and a spiritual advisor who put them through a battery of tests and interviews and match them to their perfect match. This couple, which has been scientifically placed together, see each other for the first time on their wedding day, and they get married. And then they have 6 months to spend together, and with the help of the experts, decide whether or not their marriage will last. Now, if that doesn't sound kind of familiar to you, let me say, we agreed as United Methodists to itinerancy. We too have been carefully matched by a group of experts. Oh, they're laughing, Bishop. who prayerfully analyzed our histories and our gifts and our personalities and our dreams and put us together. And today we're meeting and we're committed to one another for at least a year. And I'm hoping for many years longer. At least for a season of our lives, we will be family with and for each other. Now I ask you, how do we dare do that? What courage we must have. And if not courage, naivete. But I don't think it's courage or naivete, either one. I believe it's faithfulness. I believe it starts with God's act of grace, unconditional love, that begins with God offering God's self in Jesus Christ, a love that has worked its way into our hearts and our minds to allow us to invest ourselves again in a new beginning, in a good morning. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul talks to a community of faith that has formed in spite of differences. There were Gentiles who were new to faith in one God. There were Jews who understood the faith in one God but were new to the idea of a God who would become incarnate in the world. And all of them were new to the idea of Jesus, who offered himself and his blood, his life, as a sacrifice to bring them all together. Paul says that these former enemies are no longer the other to each other, but now they have become each other's. Listen to that. They're no longer the other, but now they're each other's. And he uses several images of oneness to describe their miraculous relationship. He talks about it as being fellow citizens in the kingdom of God, of being members together in the household of God. He talks about the way that they've been joined together in such a way that they are like rocks being formed and shaped and built into the exact specifications of God's perfect dwelling place, where not only God will live, but out of whom God will go into the world to be in ministry. So then Paul says, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens of and with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. What a bold and bodacious claim that Paul makes about this fledgling group of Christians. What love is made possible through the blood of Jesus that, friends, pulses in our veins as well. Because surely we have experienced being citizens of God's kingdom. Surely we know ourselves to be the family of God. Surely, surely we're committed, both individually and as a community of faith, to becoming that temple where it's obvious that God is dwelling. And as we go out, it's obvious to others that we are carrying something divine with us that we offer to them. What a bold and bodacious thing it was this week when I drove up, and there in lights on the hill was this sign that said, "Welcome, Reverend Didi and Brother Nick." In lights. My name was in lights. I never thought it would happen. But there it was, announcing to the thousands of people that were going to be driving by throughout the week that we were yours. and that you are ours. And to that, I say, so be it. Amen? We have a lot to do together, friends. We're here on this hill to do nothing less than make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We understand that here at Asbury. It's printed on the front of your bulletin. We understand that to mean to bring others into Asbury United Methodist Church to experience a difference so they can make a difference for Jesus Christ and others. Now, over the next few weeks, we'll be discovering together more about how you've been making a difference, sharing ideas about how we can take that to the next level. Because we're here to reach people with the love of Jesus. That love that makes strangers friends, that offers comfort to those who need comforting, that brings the lost home and makes life worth living. That's what we're here to do, always and everywhere. So, friends, this is kind of a short outline of how we propose to do it for the next few weeks. We're going to begin with some cottage meetings in July. Watch for those, and please sign up so that we can get to know you in smaller groups and listen to what you have to say. Brother Nick and I are going to be going to Sunday school classes. Listen carefully. We won't teach right now. So please don't even ask us and make us say no. Because really what we want to do is just come and sit with you, hear what you're studying, hear about what your class is interested in, what your missions are, and be with you for a while and get to know you. We're going to attend UMY, and we're going to listen to the children, because guess what? The children are not the future of the church. They are the church. And the youth and children are able to translate things that you and I cannot do. They live with one foot in the tradition, and they live with the other foot in the world. And they can teach us and tell us how to reach the world that we so desire to make a difference in. Now, we've brought some ideas with us, Nick and I have, and we've begun setting some goals. But time will tell if those are good ideas or not, and if the goals that we've begun to set are ambitious enough. Because here's the truth. God is able to do far more abundantly than we can ever ask or imagine. And as we join together, and as we begin to talk to one another, and as we pray together, and as the Holy Spirit, in the unique way that the Holy Spirit acts, begins to work in and through us together, we may just discover that God is able to do far more abundantly than anything Nick and I ever imagined or asked for. And that's what I think is going to happen. With you, we want to build a community of faith that has wide open doors and offers a warm and transforming welcome to everyone. We'll work with you to bring people into the church, and we'll work with you to send you outside these walls into the places where we will find the people who need to know Jesus. Now, one of the things I want you to know about us, and one of the reasons that I was so excited about asking Brother Nick to be part of the team here at Asbury, is that we want to laugh and learn and experience the joy of Jesus together. I think you'll find that Nick and I will not take ourselves too seriously, but we will, and we are serious about sharing God's love. So we hope that we'll be laughing and learning and just having a good time, because part of what being a Christian is about, part of being a Christ follower, is experiencing the freedom and joy that Jesus has to offer. That's probably enough for now on this good morning. Except for one more thing, because I am a preacher after all. I have to have one more point. I'm with you. I'm here to be with you. And while I laugh at the idea of the episode of Married at First Sight, that is far from how I feel about being appointed to Asbury. What I feel about being appointed to Asbury, the image that comes to my mind is Christmas morning, and I just got the biggest, most beautiful present that was under the tree. I'm going to take my time unwrapping it, and you're going to help me know how to use it, and I'm going to talk to you about my ideas about how to use it, and I trust that God, who brought us together, will lead us to the joy of that gift. That is family, that is belonging to the kingdom, that is what Paul said, that we are the temple in which God dwells. It's a new season. It's a new season for all of us of mission and ministry, of worship and service. And I don't know what else to say except thanks be to God. Let's get going. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As the band returns for our closing song, I do want to say to you that if there are those of you this morning that are really bold and bodacious and really trusting in God and want to become part of the fellowship of Asbury, you're welcome to come forward. Or if this has been an opportunity for you this morning that your faith has in some way been renewed by worship, and you're ready to recommit or make a commitment to Jesus Christ, I would be honored to meet you here at the rail and to have prayer with you. And if prayer at the rail doesn't feel quite right, I'll be here after the service and glad to talk with you then. So let us stand and sing together.
I love these people behind me. We sang our last song earlier, and we called it audible. We're gonna do a different one. And they're like the most faithful, talented people I could ask for. So.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of sin? Jesus is calling. Come to the end of yourself. Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus. down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing alleluia, Christ is risen. Sing that again. Oh, what a Savior.
This is it. We're off. I want to introduce, in case you didn't, a couple of people that are not familiar to you. My husband, Reverend Dr. Michael Roberts, who is the senior pastor at Conway First United Methodist Church. I appreciate that he and the congregation at Conway were supportive of him taking the Sunday off to be here with us today. And so, please do greet him. You'll see him in and out some. We're working on some creative ways so you can get to know Michael, because he is a good guy. I kind of like him. And also with him is our son William. And William has just returned from HYI, Hendrix Youth Institute, where he spent the week with Ben Cogbill. And so he's kind of got some ins already in the congregation. But William, thank you for, after a couple long weeks, waking up and driving to Little Rock this morning. I do love you and appreciate you. Also with them today are our two grandchildren. They're in the nursery right now, 5-year-old Emma and 3-year-old Jacob. And since they can't drive, we'll be deciding who they get to go to church with. Although Emma has already said, I want to trade back and forth. That's her idea. So we'll see. But they're pretty special as well. So I'm blessed with a great family. And this is our, so to speak, our family business, being Christians, being in the church, and loving the church. And so it's going to be, we're going to have fun together. So I'd like for you all to kind of stretch out your arms a little bit, if you were. Don't be shy. As if you're about to give a hug to somebody. So not all the way out, but as if you're about to embrace someone. And remember that God approaches you with this same posture. Always with God's arms are open wide for you. And if we go out into the world with our arms open wide to receive the embrace of God, we will also discover that as we go out into the world with our arms open wide, we will find someone who needs to receive an embrace from us. So go forth to be the peace of God. Show love to someone who needs to know it. Receive from God the love that you need, and allow God to transform your heart and your life to be a vessel of grace and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.